Last Tuesday, Archie Johnson come into the A&P per usual. He's what we affectionately refer to in Mahoosick Mills as a mangy old fat. Lives in a rundown trailer on the edge of town, tires piled in the yard, blue tabs, broken cars on cinder blocks, you name it. I know, sounds like a cliche, but cliches come from somewhere. Archie is living proof. Archie generally keeps himself to himself. Lives off the land would be a nice way to put it. Comes into town once a week for supplies. Though his looks and odor can be a little off-putting, Archie would never get a gold star for personal hygiene. He's harmless enough. So I'm ringing Archie out, and I notice that along with the usual, couple cases of Miller Lite, cans of Vienna sausage, Spam, marshmallow fluff, Skippy, Wonder Bread, and a few Snickers bars, he has about a dozen bottles of ketchup. How you doing, Archie?
Getting by.
Glad to hear it. Archie's not much for small talk, so usually that's the extent of our conversation. I was kind of surprised when he continued.
Saw the moose last night, Ida.
You did? Where'd you see it?
I didn't. That's why I hid it.
Goodness, Archie, are you all right?
No worse for wear.
And Ethel? That's what Archie calls his 65 Chevy half-ton.
Hood's a little stove in is all. Cosmetic.
How about the moose?
DOA. Fella didn't stand a chance.
Right then, a whiff of Archie's aroma wafted my way. I'll bet he didn't. What'd you do?
I saw it.
I thought you said you didn't see it.
I didn't, Ida. I got out my saw and cut him up, put the pieces in the back of the truck and drove home. Them's good eating.
You don't find moose too gamey, Archie?
No, you fry it up, douse it with ketchup, just like filet mignon. If you say so.
Jeez, that's a lot of meat for one man.
Oh, I took what I needed, brought the rest to the food pantry this morning. Share the wealth, right?
That was very thoughtful of you, Archie.
Didn't want it to spoil, that would be a waste. They'll make stew out of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, too bad making stew out of a good piece of meat like that, but I guess you can feed more people that way.
Well, a nice stew tastes good on a cold winter night.
Oh, I got nothing against stew. Good for meat that's too tough or stringy. You know, I make a squirrel stew that'll knock your socks off.
I bet it would. Tastes like chicken, right?
No, tastes a little like possum. But mostly, tastes like squirrel.
Oh, Mr. Man, who needs Emerald when you got Archie Johnson? That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.